Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
And I can't wait for February 3rd. I'm going to just tell you guys, I have not been this excited in a very long time. Because we are doing something historic that has never been done before in the state of Minnesota in politics. Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Minnesota State Capitol, presented by ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, my podcasting platform and production company, will happen at 10:30 that morning in the Rotunda. Hundreds of African-American business owners will come together and meet with legislators who will listen about the unique concerns and challenges that we face to access, and not just money, but social capital as well. And I knew that this was necessary when my friend Dana Smith, who opened a grocery store in Hopkins, called and said she was going to have to close down her business. And neither one of us could come up with an answer for anybody who could help. And I said, you know what? Our state has $17 billion in surplus. We need to make sure somebody understands and knows that earmarking a portion of those dollars for small black business owners would be the key to helping us not just survive, but thrive. And I knew I wanted to do it. I had a vision for what it would look like. I prayed about it. And I asked God to send help. That's my prayer. I was like, Lord, I need somebody, but I don't know who I need. I don't know who I can call to say, can you help me organize something like this? A strategist, somebody who is trusted at the Capitol, who's been there, who's seen it, who's done it, who is doing it, that other people trust with their messaging to keep them informed and to have their back. I just remember praying, Lord, send help. That was a two-sentence prayer. I got up, went about my day feeding the kids and getting them ready for school. And Brian McDaniel's name was constantly on my heart. And I said, Lord, I have never spent more than 5 seconds with this man taking selfies at Almanac. I've liked his social media posts. He's like mine. We follow each other, but we're not friends. I don't know his phone number. I don't know anything about him. But I kept praying and his name kept coming to my heart. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to call him. He's going to laugh at me because he doesn't know me like that. And that was not the case. He said, Shaletta, this is an excellent idea. I'm all in. And then when I said, how much will you charge me? I want to pay you for your time. This is your brain matter. I'm somebody who gets paid by brain matter, so I understand the importance of paying people for their work. And he said, I just want to help. I just could have cried. And I'm so glad that he is helping and getting me ready for this amazing day to be an asset to my community and the people who trust me, who look like me and make history for Black History Month. He is joining me now on the show. Brian, my new BFF, what's up? It is late at night. Woo! Yes, baby. It is late. I'm over 50. So anything after 8 p.m. Central Time is late.
Well, I turned 50 in December, and I'm not going to lie, I'm sleepy. But let's get to it.
Baby, okay, we're going to have to hold each other up. And I remember, like in college, we would stay up all night and then go to class and take a test and then go out for pizza and then go to a party and do it. And it'd be like Thursday and you'd be like, girl, we haven't slept since the weekend. And you high five and brag about it. We haven't slept since the weekend. It's Thursday. They'd be like, wow, y'all are so awesome. Let's go party. And then it would start all over again. You tell me I'm going to a party tonight. I got to sleep from 12 to 2.
Well, yeah, too many people are counting on us to have us not be well-fed, well-rested, and drinking lots of water.
Yes, and we are too old to not be well-rested, well-fed, and drinking lots of water. Because, look, what you're doing at 51 is not what you were doing at 21. We need our rest and our vitamins. Make sure you take your vitamins because we have a huge day ahead of us. Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. I cannot thank you enough for coming on board. We're going to spend the next hour on the show. Thank you so much for being here with me, talking about that, making sure that, we keep people informed about what is going on, what we're doing, why we're doing it, dispel some of the misconceptions and let folks know that even though it's Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, everybody's invited, right?
Well, for sure, because you know what, if people, and that's part of what we're doing here, if every community just relied on people who looked like them, there's not that much that's going to get done. Maybe it worked for the 100 years or so where the whole legislature was white, but that's just not the way it is anymore. And frankly, the world has gotten so segmented and so willing to protect itself and not others that I think something like this that is trying to be inclusive. So you hear Black Entrepreneurs Day and you think, oh, okay, here we go. It's going to be, white people bad. And that just can't be what that is, what this is, because that's not what being an entrepreneur is about. Being an entrepreneur is having an idea and doing everything you can to make sure that it happens, that it comes to fruition. And that's exactly what you and your friends and the people who are putting this on are trying to do, trying to tell the Black community that there is help out there for them. Mm-hmm. There are programs that can give them a hand, either teach them on the front end or help them on the back end. Because, it's not so much that the community always tries and fails, but they don't believe that there really are these programs that are there to help them. And with, government now having a much more diverse, membership as far as elected senators and elected representatives, that with, almost $18 billion in surplus and a receptive audience, now is exactly the time to be doing this. And as you and I talked about, this is a budget year. So yeah, if you wait till next year, the money's already gone.
It is not going to happen. Okay, we got to take a quick commercial break. You are going to be here with us for the next hour chatting about Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol and why it is not just today for Black folks. It's a day for all of us, because when one of us succeeds, we all win. We're continuing our conversation with Brian McDaniel from Hilden Advocacy and Law when we come back.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm telling you, we go together. We look like the odd couple. I don't care what you saw on TV. It's us. It's me, Shaletta Brundage and Brian McDaniel, because we were on Almanac together, Fox 9 News over the weekend, Twin Cities Business Magazine on Friday, the Spokesman Recorder on tomorrow, talking about the Black Entrepreneurs Fair, Black Entrepreneurs event at the state capitol, a historic event that is coming up on February 3rd in honor of Black History Month, bringing hundreds of Black business owners to the Capitol to talk to lawmakers about our unique challenges and concerns and how they can help. And Brian, I just appreciate you taking this journey with me to put this together and then educating me along the way, because, you know, a lot of times when you want to do something, whether it's you want to learn how to swim, you want to drive an 18-wheeler, you know, you want to go snowboarding, you want to go scuba diving, somebody has to show you how to do it. Yeah, you got a vision, but you have to know how to accomplish that goal. And you have been so kind and so gracious in equipping me with the tools that I need. Because like I was telling somebody the other day, yeah, I want to rock the boat, but I don't want to drown.
Well, Shaletta, one of the things that that I say is, if you know everybody, you don't need to know everything. And it's not possible for me to know everything. It's not possible for you to know everything. It's not possible for elected officials to know everything. Right now, we have 1/3 of the legislature in the Senate and in the House that is brand new, newly elected, never held office at the state level before. And we're going to ask them to be experts in healthcare, education, public safety, everything else. There's just no way. So the only way that the legislators are going to be properly educated to be able to make good decisions, and one of the things that you said that I'm just going to tell everybody from now on is, you said, I shouldn't ask you for something you can't give, and you shouldn't try to give me something that I don't want. And if that doesn't crystallize how things go wrong at the Capitol, I don't know what is, because there are so many people up there who assume they know, or even with the best of intentions, even, you know, people, you know, yeah, who are of the same party or even of the same community, they assume that they know. But at the end of the day, you know, our choices are influenced by our personal, you know, our personal journeys. And, you know, what you go through is different than what I go through, and what the legislators have gone through is different than we went through. And it's important that the legislators hear from people in their communities, not just the people who live in their neighborhood, but, you know, far beyond that, about what actually helps. We have an opportunity now, $18 billion almost. And that's not enough. That's not enough to take care of everybody's wants and needs. But you know what? If we make enough noise, we can become a priority, and we can get in line in a place to get help.
Okay, and we talk about priority. And the one thing that I learned from you, because the first thing I wanted to do was find the group, the lobbying group, the advocate that is at the Capitol every day on a dedicated basis, who represents small Black business owners, who are keeping that group informed about what is going on, what bills are coming up, what committees are happening, who's new on the finance committee that we need to be talking to. Do we need to sign up to speak at a hearing of some kind? And there is not a dedicated advocate at the Capitol on a regular and routine basis, keeping Black business owners updated on what's going on. And one of the things that we talked about to Corin, the new reporter at Fox 9, when we met him at Hopkins over the weekend, was that, you know, by the time Black business owners find out about resources and infrastructure and forgivable loans and grants, we're finding out in the newspaper or online at WCCORadio.com in a news story about the people who've already gotten the money. It's too late at that point.
Without question. And you know, it's complicated. You know, one of my jobs in a former lifetime was working at the Department of Employment and Economic Development. And there are scores of programs that have no purpose other than to either help new businesses or existing businesses or businesses that are running into trouble. But if they don't know that you need help, and you're not letting them know that you need help, there's no way that the right people are going to get connected to the right people.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the one thing that I learned over the weekend as we, you know, talked and worked to plan out this historic day at the Capitol is that, you know, it's access to Capitol, but it's not just money. You know, Anissa Keys, who founded the North Point Epicenter, where she rehabbed the bank and turned it into office space so that, you know, small minority owned businesses can come and, you know, have brick and mortar offices because otherwise they wouldn't be able to afford to. But they wanted it and needed it to grow their business. She offsets their rent and, you know, has programs in place where they can succeed and not have to spend a bunch of money if they went over to a regular, you know, office building. She's designed it and set it up so that these small business owners can survive that first year, which is a very tough year in business. And she was talking about access to social capital, you know, the phone calls that, you know, our white counterparts in business can make that we just don't have access to, groups and organizations and that kind of infrastructure. And I didn't even think about it, Brian, until she said it, because my focus was on the money. I'm looking at $17 billion with a B, and I'm like, how much of that is coming to my community? I need somebody to account for this before it happens so that I'm not fussing on the back end. But I didn't even think about the social capital angle of it.
Well, and I think that, you know, not to toot our horn, but you and I are evidencing how this can work, because it's not always just finding the person on the next block or, you know, from your church or whomever. It's being able to expand your networks and find mm-hmm. people who have the information that you don't have. And the more time, now, you said earlier in the program, you know, you and I weren't, we didn't hang out before this. We would pass each other on over at TPT every once in a while, and you know exchange a couple of funny Facebook messages, and that, but then that was it. But you know you and I have found that there are lots of things that we can possibly do together, and that's only by conversing, by talking, because you made the outreach. You mm-hmm. said, I don't know what Brian's going to say, but I'm still going to ask. And then you liked what you heard. That's great. But we need to get more of that. We need to get, you know, the people who are coming to the event on the 3rd, you know, talking to not only just people from the state of Minnesota, but people from the Chamber of Commerce and other areas, and get them comfortable with each other so that they can have each other's networks. And yeah. And that's really just the way the world works, and it needs to.
But it's hard to, because nobody wants to come outside yeah. their comfort zone. You know, meeting new people is scary. And that's the thing. Now, you and I are talking, but you could have easily said no. This is the Village Crazy Lady. She just broke into Valerie Jarrett's dressing room and stole a coffee cup that had been drank out of and a fork that has been put in somebody else's mouth. I don't want to be anywhere near her, but you were open and you listened and you thought about it and you came on board. I'm going to ask Brian why he decided to do that, and for free when we come back. It is Still Talking. I'm not Geraldine Steele, though. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I'm filling in for my girl. Jonathan Lowe is at the Minneapolis studios of WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I'm in the basement studios in Cottage Grove at my home. I'm praying that my kids are asleep. I swear to God, if I wake up at 11 o'clock, go upstairs, and they are still playing, I'm putting myself in foster care. I'm telling you that right now. I'm not even going to put them in foster care. I'm going to look for a nice family to take me in. And speaking of family, my Facebook family is not only listening in, but they are weighing in on social media. Inya Lynn says, I am listening to you on the radio. And that's the amazing thing, Brian McDaniel, about this show, is folks know that we engage in real time on social media. And so they will send messages. They will DM. They will ask questions. We will engage and talk about topics that we're talking about on the radio during commercial break, because this show is very interactive. And I really Love that. And Barry Rubin was weighing in, and he said that he's so glad that we talked about the fact that this Black Entrepreneurs Day event that we're planning at the Capitol on February 3rd it is for everyone, because he wanted to go. But he was like, I don't want to stick out like a sore thumb. And I said, no, I said, that's not possible, because Brian and I are planning it. It's the Black Entrepreneurs Day, but Black entrepreneurs can't be successful without allies, without partnerships from people outside of our community. Coming in and making a difference and being purposeful and helping us to plan. And that's the thing I appreciate, Brian, because you could have had Izzy just take my number and blow me off and call me back later. Or you could have said, you know what, I got enough going on. I don't need any new projects, because this is a lot of work. But not only did you take on the opportunity to help me plan this day, but you wouldn't even let me pay you. You have to talk to me about that process, because we all got enough and a lot on our plates. Everybody is trying to do more with less, and then you took on more, which I appreciate. I ain't trying to talk you out of it, but I'm just trying to figure out, like, you know, why this, why now, why us?
Well, I mean, life is an adventure, Shaletta. And, you know, we said earlier that we weren't exactly like friends, but I followed you enough on social media to see that where you go, interesting things follow. So some of it was, I just kind of wanted to see where were you going to take me? And I can't say that it hasn't been an amazing couple of weeks already. But frankly, I mean, the real thing was, is this is a good idea. I mean, and it's a good idea that's coming around at the right time and being done in the right way. One of the things that you said over and over at our different media stops is, this is not a protest. And there's a spot for protest, quite obviously. But what this is networking. This is trying to say, okay, government, we know that you exist to help us. There's $18 billion of the people's money, not the state's money, the people's money that's out there. And we want to let you know what's the problem. And then we want to find out from you how you can help. And one of the reasons why I keep getting excited about this is, every fall, I teach American government at Concordia University in St. Paul. And every fall, I get to fall in love again with government as it's supposed to work. We all know government doesn't work the way it's supposed to. But every fall, I get to teach how it's supposed to work. And so when the legislative session starts every January, I walk into that building ready to work and ready to make government work the way it's supposed to for the people. And then by May, when we're almost done, you know, I'm hating government again like everybody else. But you caught me at the right time. And part of it is, you know, I want government to model, you know, kind of, you know, positive attributes to its people. I want people to look kindly upon the lobbying profession, because I think when people think about lobbyists, they think about television and they see somebody giving a big bag of money to a legislator, which couldn't be further from the truth. But yeah, I want people to know that the lobbyists are out there. And you might think, well, that's just for big oil or big corporations. No, any group that you can think of, from the highest of the high to the lowest of the low, they definitely have a lobbyist, and we get to work on great things. I'm doing a lot of work with homelessness. I'm working with education groups, trying to get financial literacy put into our high schools. That way, when kids get out of school, they aren't going to fall for crypto. They're not going to get bad student loans. They're going to know a little bit about maybe what they want to do in the business world. There's all kinds of good things that we work on, and this is one of those good things that I want to, when I put my head on a pillow, I sleep like a baby, because I get to work on stuff like this.
Well, I just appreciate your knowledge and expertise, and how you have been so gracious and kind and patient to help me understand the process, because you don't want to go into these spaces as a black woman being uninformed, you know, because you know a lot of eyes and ears are on you. And you want to make sure that you are saying and doing the right thing because you're representing a group of people. You know, leader is not a title that you get because somebody gave it to you. And you know, you can have all kinds of CEOs and CFOs and CIOs. But when you can get a group of hundreds of people to meet you somewhere because you promised them that they would be heard or on your word and they trust you, and then get those people who are going to be listening to also meet and know that you are leading with love and they are not going to be attacked, and this is not a setup or a trap, and they feel comfortable. That's leadership. And I want to be a good and effective leader for my community. And part of that is being a servant and doing the work. And you have allowed me to understand what work needs to be done. Because people were saying, well, Shaletta, what's the ask? What's the ask? And I wanted to say what I said on Almanac, but I didn't know if it was the right thing to say. Because, listen, I can't tell you what the ask is if I don't know what you have. You know, if I'm sitting over here trying to help somebody and they say, I need $1 million, I don't have that. You know, I can give you $200-$300. Can you take that? You know, so I need to know what you got. And then I need to tell you what I need. And then we need to meet somewhere in the middle. So I'm not going to the Capitol with a plan to say, hey, this is, you know, we've got 200-300 small business owners and this is what we need. And you need, no, I need to know what do you have available? How can you help? These are our unique concerns. This woman's grocery store closed. She had 3 employees that no longer have full-time jobs. Her children.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Still Talking. I'm not Geraldine Steele, though. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I'm filling in for my girl. Jonathan Lowe is at the Minneapolis studios of WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I'm in the basement. The basement studios in Cottage Grove at my home. I'm praying that my kids are asleep. I swear to God, if I wake up at 11 o'clock, go upstairs, and they are still playing, I'm putting myself in foster care. I'm telling you that right now. I'm not even going to put them in foster care. I'm going to look for a nice family to take me in. And speaking of family, my Facebook family is not only listening in, but they are weighing in on social media. Inya Lynn says, I am listening to you on the radio. And that's the amazing thing, Brian McDaniel, about this show is folks know that we engage in real time on social media. And so they will send messages. They will DM. They will ask questions. We will engage and talk about topics that we're talking about on the radio during commercial break, because this show is very interactive. And I really love that. And Barry Rubin was weighing in, and he said that he's so glad that we talked about the fact that this Black Entrepreneurs Day event that we're planning at the Capitol on February 3rd it is for everyone, because he wanted to go. But he was like, I don't want to stick out like a sore thumb. And I said, no, I said, that's not possible, because Brian and I are planning it. It's the Black Entrepreneurs Day, but Black entrepreneurs can't be successful without allies, without partnerships from people outside of our community. Coming in and making a difference and being purposeful and helping us to plan. And that's the thing I appreciate, Brian, because you could have had Izzy just take my number and blow me off and call me back later. Or you could have said, you know what, I got enough going on. I don't need any new projects, because this is a lot of work. But not only did you take on the opportunity to help me plan this day, but you wouldn't even let me pay you. You have to talk to me about that process, because we all got enough and a lot on our plates. Everybody is trying to do more with less, and then you took on more, which I appreciate. I ain't trying to talk you out of it, but I'm just trying to figure out, like, you know, why this, why now, why us?
Well, I mean, life is an adventure, Shaletta. And, you know, we said earlier that we weren't exactly like friends, but I followed you enough on social media to see that where you go, interesting things follow. So some of it was, I just kind of wanted to see where were you going to take me? And I can't say that it hasn't been an amazing couple of weeks already. But frankly, I mean, the real thing was, is this is a good idea. I mean, and it's a good idea that's coming around at the right time and being done in the right way. One of the things that you said over and over at our different media stops is this is not a protest. And there's mm-hmm. a spot for protest, quite obviously. But yeah. What this is networking. This is trying to say, okay, government, we know that you exist to help us. There's $18 billion of the people's money, not the state's money, the people's money that's out there. And mm-hmm. we want to let you know what's the problem. And then we want to find out from you how you can help. And one of the reasons why I keep getting excited about this is every fall, I teach American government at Concordia University in St. Paul. And every fall, I get to fall in love again with government as it's supposed to work. We all know government doesn't work the way it's supposed to. But every fall, I get to teach how it's supposed to work. And so when the legislative session starts every January, I walk into that building ready to work and ready to make government work the way it's supposed to for the people. And then by May, when we're almost done, you know, I'm hating government again like everybody else. But you caught me at the right time.
And, yes.
And, you know, part of it is, you know, I want government to model, you know, kind of, you know, positive attributes to its people. I want people to look kindly upon the lobbying profession, because I think when people think about lobbyists, they think about television and they see somebody giving a big bag of money to a legislator, which couldn't be further from the truth. But, you know, I want people to know that the lobbyists are out there. And you might think, well, that's just for big oil or big corporations. No, any group that you can think of, from the highest of the high to the lowest of the low, they definitely have a lobbyist. And we get to work on great things. I'm doing a lot of work with homelessness. I'm working mm-hmm. with education groups, trying to get financial literacy put into our high schools. That way, when kids get out of school, they aren't going to fall for crypto. They're not going to get bad student loans. They're going to know a little bit about maybe what they want to do in the business world. There's all kinds of good things that we work on, and this is one of those good things that I want to. When I put my head on a pillow, I sleep like a baby because I get to work on stuff like this.
Well, I just appreciate your knowledge and expertise and how you have been so gracious and kind and patient to help me understand the process, because you don't want to go into these spaces as a black woman being uninformed, you know, because, you know, a lot of eyes and ears are on you. And you want to make sure that you are saying and doing the right thing, because you're representing a group of people. You know, leader is not a title that you get because somebody gave it to you. And you know, you can have all kinds of CEOs and CFOs and CIOs. But when you can get a group of hundreds of people to meet you somewhere because you promised them that they would be heard or on your word and they trust you, and then get those people who are going to be listening to also meet and know that you are leading with love and they are not going to be attacked, and this is not a setup or a trap, and they feel comfortable. That's leadership. And I want to be a good and effective leader for my community. And part of that is being a servant and doing the work. And you have allowed me to understand what work needs to be done. because people were saying, well, Shaletta, what's the ask? What's the ask? And I wanted to say what I said on Almanac, but I didn't know if it was the right thing to say. Because, listen, I can't tell you what the ask is if I don't know what you have. You know, if I'm sitting over here trying to help somebody and they say, I need $1 million, I don't have that. You know, I can give you $200-$300. Can you take that? You know, so I need to know what you got. And then I need to tell you what I need. And then we need to meet somewhere in the middle. So I'm not going to the Capitol with a plan to say, hey, this is, you know, we've got 200-300 small business owners and this is what we need. And you need, no, I need to know what do you have available? How can you help? These are our unique concerns. This woman's grocery store closed. She had 3 employees that no longer have full-time jobs. Her children, have to, you know, deal with their mother being sad and upset and depressed because she has lost her grocery store. And, you know, and the family dynamic of that income being gone, it is a lot. And so, you know, let's talk about these challenges, these unique challenges that we face when we don't have access to stuff. Can you get us access? Can you get us some information? Can we have a designated person who keeps us informed about what is going on at the Capitol so we'll know when things happen and how they impact us and how we need to start moving into these spaces?
Well, and that's really kind of what a lobbyist does, because, you know, people out there are teachers or farmers or factory workers or dentists. And you know what they do all day? They do their job. They're not hanging around the Capitol. They're not reading committee notes. They don't know when the Capitol starts and when the Capitol ends. They don't know that. And while, you know, to me, the Capitol makes a ton of sense, but it's only because I'm broken in a very specific way that lets me understand what they're doing in government. And what makes me good in, what makes me good at the Capitol has made me terrible at real life. But well, that's another show, Shaletta. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that another time. But there are more than a few ways of getting this information. You don't have to hire a lobbyist. You can join this organization or that organization, and then they probably hire a lobbyist. But in reality, I can't expect Shaletta to know what time the Commerce Committee meets, you know, in the Senate. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't expect my mom and dad to know, you know, what they're bringing up, you know, in the Healthcare Committee that might affect them, you know, as seniors in Minnesota. That's just not reasonable. So, you know, you have skills to be able to attract people to you. You have a voice that can be used for them. So, you know, what I do is not all that different than what you're doing. You know, I'm going up there with, you know, the relationships that I have and trying to make those relationships work for other people. That's what you've done. You found me. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Now I'm trying to help. And that's what it is. So that's kind of a long answer to a short question, but that's really what's exciting about this, is because it's forward thinking. It's not saying, here's all the horrible things that have happened. It's saying, you know what? We have, you know, bad things have happened, and we want to know how to make sure they don't happen again for some businesses. But it's looking forward, saying, let's build the relationships to help us build these businesses, that help build these communities, and stop getting everyone yelling at each other and get everybody, what they used to say about the city of Atlanta, the city that was too busy to hate. I don't know if that
yes,
happened.
But
that's a
yes.
Great way to think of things.
Yes, I love that. I think
let's
we need
our
to
job,
adopt that.
Do our jobs. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to adopt that. Hold on. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Brian McDaniel from Hilden Advocacy and Law. It's Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, but it is for everyone. February 3rd, Friday at 10:30 in the Rotunda. I have been inspired by Nellie Stone Johnson, that great Minnesotan who said, politics drives everything. For 30 years, she ran a small business, Nellie's Shirt and Zipper Shop, and then Nellie's Alterations in downtown Minneapolis. She was a founder of the DFL Party and the first black person elected to citywide office in Minneapolis. A legendary activist. I'm continuing that fight, and I'm so glad to be fighting alongside Brian McDaniel, who is joining me now. Brian, you know, as we think about Nellie's legacy and how her words still resonate with us today, it honestly gives me chills.
Well, I mean, and here's the thing. I mean, politics seems gross. And if you just look at it through a lens of Trump and Hillary or Trump and Biden or, you know, what's going on with Kevin McCarthy, you know, that is pretty ugly. And I would say that the state of Minnesota really does operate in a much more functional way. It's dysfunctional, you know, in its own way, of course. Mm-hmm. But if you look at what's going on at the legislature, there are so many people from underrepresented communities that have been elected to office. Right now, out of the caucus leaders, so the two leaders in the Senate, the two leaders in the House of the Republicans and the Democrats, three out of those four are women. If you look at who the Speaker of the House is a woman, DFLer. The minority leader, so the leader of the Republicans in the House is not only a woman, Shaletta, it's a black woman.
Yeah.
And I think that if people, you know, people want to say, well, government doesn't look like me and it doesn't act like me, and that might be true. But guess what? That's changing, and it's changing quickly. And now is the time to engage. It's a different world, and now is the time for people to kind of make their faces and their voices seen and heard, without a doubt.
Yeah, and without a doubt, we are going to empower, educate, and give folks access on Friday, February 3rd. Starting at 10:30 in the Rotunda, we will engage our legislators from 11 to 12. And then from 12 to 1, we will have lunch down in the Rotunda. And I'm so appreciative of Comcast to partner with me on this event to sponsor that so that I don't have to take the financial hit. Minneapolis Chamber and Jonathan Weinhagen have also been so generous. They're going to be donating the lunch. And Dr. Verna Price is going to give out 100 copies of her new book, Power Lessons for Life, during the lunch, and she will be there to autograph them at a table right outside the vault to provide to business owners. And I just have to say, I'm not even supposed to talk about this, but I'm overwhelmed at your generosity, because Hilden Advocacy and Law will be giving a $1,000 grant to one of the business owners who comes to the event. Because I'm hearing from these business owners, Brian, and they're saying, Shaletta, we're coming, but we got to close down our shop because we're solopreneurs. We got to stop working, but we want to be there to support what you are doing for us. But we're going to lose money. And, you know, we're just going to do an old-fashioned raffle. You know, the business owners who come are going to put their business cards or name in a bowl, and we're going to pull one out, and you are going to gift them with $1,000 so that when they come, the money that they lose that day, they will get back. And I so thank you for being so generous.
Well, I mean, what it shows is that sometimes people don't even, you know, I didn't know that that was something that you were looking to do. You brought it up, and then we were so happy to engage because, yeah, that's a great idea. And then that should be behavior that's modeled to, you know, young entrepreneurs. You know, guess what? If you don't ask, they're probably not going to find you. If you don't let them know what would be helpful, they might not even know to provide it to you. So, you know, I'm trying to avoid using the squeaky wheel gets the grease because it's much more positive than that. But, you know, there's only two answers. There's yes and no. And
yeah,
if you don't ask, the answer will never be yes.
It will never be yes. It will never be yes. And I'm so grateful that you did say yes to not only helping me plan this historic day, but also being generous to one of the business owners who will be there that day, who will be lucky enough to win that $1,000 grant. Brian McDaniel with Hilton Advocacy and Law, it has been an amazing hour with you, informing and educating me and the listeners at CCO Radio about this event, why it's so vitally important, and that is not just for one group, but it is for everyone. Thank you for joining us.
I'll come back anytime. Thank you.
All right. And thank y'all for letting me fill in for Geraldine Steele. This has been so much fun. Jonathan, you have taken such good care of me like you always do. Now, Jonathan, I asked you in the 7 o'clock hour what you were wearing. And you told me you could not tell me until the 10 o'clock hour. It is the 10 o'clock hour, Jonathan.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. He does this kind of stuff, y'all. You know?
I am saying goodnight to your guest. Give me 5 seconds.
I said, what you got on?
I am not participating in WCCO After Dark. I'm sorry. I am not an actor. This lurid play that you got going on in your mind. FCC, it ain't on me. It ain't on me, FCC.
Oh, I need a visual. I need my Jonathan visual. Are you wearing a cool cap today? Is it a hat? Is it a baseball? Oh, he done put the music on
That's
me.
Correct.
Well, damn. Well, damn.
Music time.
He done put the music on me.
Closing
I know
up
what
shop.
Time that is. He is putting a jacket on. It is getting zipped.
Wait, hold
up.
On. Hold on. Click, click. There's a lock. Gotta go.
We do have to go. It has been an amazing time. Thank y'all so much. We love you, Geraldine. We'll be back next week for myself, Jonathan Lowe, all of the guests, Al Shock. We appreciate you being on the show with us tonight. You have an amazing week, and God bless you. It's Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, but it is for everyone. February 3rd, Friday at 10:30 in the Rotunda. I have been inspired by Nellie Stone Johnson, that great Minnesotan who said politics drives everything. For 30 years, she ran a small business, Nellie's Shirt and Zipper Shop, and then Nellie's Alterations in downtown Minneapolis. She was a founder of the DFL party and the first black person elected to citywide office in Minneapolis. A legendary activist. I'm continuing that fight, and I'm so glad to be fighting alongside Brian McDaniel, who is joining me now. Brian, you know, as we think about Nellie's legacy and how her words still resonate with us today, it gives me chills.
Well, I mean, and here's the thing. I mean, politics seems gross. And if you just look at it through a lens of Trump and Hillary or Trump and Biden or, you know, what's going on with Kevin McCarthy, you know, that is pretty ugly. And I would say that mm-hmm. the state of Minnesota really does operate in a much more functional way. It's dysfunctional, you know, in its own way, of course. Mm-hmm. But if you look at what's going on at the legislature, there are so many people from underrepresented communities that have been elected to office. Right now, out of the caucus leaders, so the two leaders in the Senate, the two leaders in the House, so the Republicans and the Democrats, three out of those four are women. If you look at who the Speaker of the House is a woman, DFLer. The minority leader, the leader of the Republicans in the House is not only a woman, Shaletta, it's a black woman.
Yeah.
And I think that if people, you know, people want to say, well, government doesn't look like me and it doesn't act like me, and that might be true. But guess what? That's changing, and it's changing quickly. And now is the time to engage. It's a different world, and now is the time for people to kind of make their faces and their voices seen and heard, without a doubt.
Yeah, and without a doubt, we are going to empower, educate, and give folks access on Friday, February 3rd. starting at 10:30 in the rotunda. We will engage our legislators from 11 to 12, and then from 12 to 1, we will have lunch down in the rotunda. And I'm so appreciative of Comcast to partner with me on this event to sponsor that, so that I don't have to take the financial hit. Minneapolis Chamber and Jonathan Weinhagen have also been so generous. They're going to be donating the lunch. And Dr. Verna Price is going to give out 100 copies of her new book, Power Lessons for Life, during the lunch, and she will be there to autograph them at a table right outside the vault to provide to business owners. And I just have to say, I'm not even supposed to talk about this, but I'm overwhelmed at your generosity, because Hilden Advocacy and Law will be giving a $1,000 grant to one of the business owners who comes to the event. Because I'm hearing from these business owners, Brian, and they're saying, Shaletta, we're coming, but we got to close down our shop because we're solopreneurs. We got to stop working, but we want to be there to support what you are doing for us. But we're going to lose money. And, you know, we're just going to do an old-fashioned raffle. You know, the business owners who come are going to put their business cards or name in a bowl, and we're going to pull one out, and you are going to gift them with $1,000 so that when they come, the money that they lose that day, they will get back. And I so thank you for being so generous.
Well, I mean, what it shows is that sometimes people don't even, you know, I didn't know that that was something that you were looking to do. You brought it up, and then we were so happy to engage because, yeah, that's a great idea. And then that should be behavior that's modeled to, you know, young entrepreneurs. You know, guess what? If you don't ask, they're probably not going to find you. If you don't let them know what would be helpful, they might not even know to provide it to you. So, you know, I'm trying to avoid using the squeaky wheel gets the grease because it's much more positive than that. But, you know, there's only two answers. There's yes and no. And
yeah,
if you don't ask, the answer will never be yes.
It will never be yes. It will never be yes. And I'm so grateful that you did say yes to not only helping me plan this historic day, but also being generous to one of the business owners who will be there that day, who will be lucky enough to win that $1,000 grant. Brian McDaniel with Hilden Advocacy and Law, it has been an amazing hour with you, informing and educating me and the listeners at CCO Radio about this event, why it's so vitally important, and that is not just for one group, but it is for everyone. Thank you for joining us.
I'll come back anytime. Thank you.
All right. And thank y'all for letting me fill in for Geraldine Steele. This has been so much fun. Jonathan, you have taken such good care of me like you always do. Now, Jonathan, I asked you in the 7 o'clock hour what you were wearing, and you told me you could not tell me until the 10 o'clock hour. It is the 10 o'clock hour, Jonathan.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. He does this kind of stuff, y'all.
I am saying good night to your guest. Give me 5 seconds.
I said, what you got on?
I am not participating in WCCO After Dark. I'm sorry. I am not an actor. This lurid play that you got going on in your mind. FCC, it ain't on me. It ain't on me, FCC.
Oh, I need a visual. I need my Jonathan visual. Are you wearing a cool cap today? Is it a hat? Is it a baseball? Oh, he done put the music on
That's
me.
Correct.
Well, damn.
Music time.
He done put the music on me.
Closing
I know
up
what
shop.
Time that is. He is putting the jacket on. It is getting zipped.
Wait, hold
up.
On. Hold on. Click, click. There's a lock. Gotta go.
We do have to go. It has been an amazing time. Thank y'all so much. We love you, Geraldine. We'll be back next week for myself, Jonathan Lowe, all of the guests, Al Shock. We appreciate you being on the show with us tonight. You have an amazing week, and God bless you.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.